the voice of the masses. Hear this. Come on. Condom selector. Condom. Condom selector.
98.1. The voice of the people.
Radio Democracy.
Democracy.
Radio Democracy.
Democracy.
Radio Democracy. For news, views, and entertainment. Radio Democracy.
Democracy.
Radio Democracy.
Democracy.
Radio Democracy. For news, views, and entertainment.
The true voice of the people. Radio D, to you there's no equal.
Second to none. Second to none. Radio D, you're still number one.
You are the voice of the voiceless.
Choiceless.
You are the choice of the voiceless.
Choiceless.
Real.
Sure.
Yeah. Check it out. Check it.
You did teach and preach, but good governance.
Real.
You offer civic country advance. You not get party, stand for democracy.
Sure.
You give everybody a chance.
98.1.
Radio Democracy. Radio Democracy. Radio Democracy. For news, views, and entertainment. Radio Democracy. Radio Democracy. Radio Democracy. For news, views, and entertainment.
Radio Democracy. 98.1. We believe in no political party. We have no region. We have no tribe. We believe not in social or class standing. We believe in democracy. We believe in the rule of law. We believe in good governance. We believe in people. Our people. We believe in Sierra Leone. Peace. From me. Jimmy B.
Radio Democracy. Radio Democracy. Radio
Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Good morning and welcome to the program. Good morning, Salon, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I want to say sorry this morning for all this start a little bit late because we get small technical challenge in the studios. But nonetheless, we don't come on and we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. Today, now Wednesday, May 16, 2018. We really bring this program come to you this morning. Mina Asma James.
And Mina Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside the program this Wednesday morning, the President, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, inside an induction address, don't ask minister them, not for fail at the different area them, where he don't tell Salon people say he go improve inside the next 1 year. The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Adekule King, do assure first time workman them that the Shandong Steel Group say, in order to say again, government go address the concern them where they raise but them benefits. And as the Bank of Salon don't pick my pay as one of the four complaining them for the sandbox project, waiting this project they bought and whose benefit to get to the country, you go know inside the program this morning.
This and plenty other story them there for you now the program. Plus, some students say that the Young Women Christian Association in seven protest don't call on the Ministry of Education for make the YMCA national body, give them back the hostel and other facility them, where they say the national body don't take na they earn. Work about all the parts of the program. Youssef can be part of the program through your text message or comments to the number 077-981-981. Same way, so you can listen to me live on www.radiodemocracy.sl or you go now with the Democracy Facebook page and drop your comments there. The program, my Good Morning Salon, and it will come to you from 98.1 FM na Freetown and 98.1 FM na McKinney. We continue with the program.
And with a look at the first issue inside the program this morning, outside the public relations officer for the Salon Muslim Congress, Sheikh Ali Khaled, don't confirm to Radio Democracy, say, Thursday, May 17, are the official dates where this year Ramadan will begin. Sheikh Ali Khaled talk more to Musa S. Kamara inside this interview.
Within the Sahelo Muslim Congress don't gather so far. Now for tell all the Muslim them now the country for say Ramadan they start on Thursday the 17th of May 2018. People them they expect the moon Tuesday when the 29th of Shaban, you know, the 15th of May. But they not see the moon. They not see the moon. And we say we they get the information when Saudi Arabia they know pray Isha, they don't scatter self in the mosque, so which means they don't see the moon and they don't announce say Thursday na the first day of the holy month of Ramadan. So now the message that way Muslim Congress will have to make everybody know, and at the same time they wish all men a happy Ramadan this year 1439 that the Islamic calendar and 2018 we na the Western calendar.
Obviously now in official now say Wednesday Nadinafla and safe Thursday and the Ramadan they start.
Yes, inshallah. Be clear now, Thursday the 17th, now the first day of the holy month of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lay accept and for we.
What are the expected conduct of Muslims and non-Muslims during the month of Ramadan?
Well, the non-Muslim we don't invite her. Let join we, let be Muslim. If you never join we, well, lakum dinukum waliyadin. You know, mind your business. Not begin for talk, say that person will fast now. So, no. Someone will fast today, after Ramadan, he will jump back in the street. No, that is not your business. The one will fast, make sure say the good things them. The good habit that we don't adopt during the month of Ramadan, let them be part of you in a tego. If that not be, need no day. This 1 month, the exercise from dawn to dusk, enough for eat, enough for drink, enough for smoke, and enough for deep and vain talk, you know, enough for do my man daddy business during the day, till the month done, you know. So at the end of the month, if you expect reward.
Okay, you also need to start to talk about the kind business we for operate during this Ramadan.
Yes,
also.
Business during the month of Ramadan is for being normal business. You never say because rush day for sugar, it for increase the price. You never say because rush day for bread, it for increase the price. Rush day for beef, it for increase the price. And the other people are back with and they try for use Ramadan as a platform, you know, for advertise their businesses them. Like then we telephone companies, for example, you know, we they caution them because we don't know whether they guide them. Yes, you can use Ramadan for the business, but you therefore ask people the way they know this is not deen, this is not religion, not to just any show, not to any picnic something. Not to, Ramadan is not about picnic, it's not about money making. Ramadan now for increase the faith of the people there. Now for let them get iman, let them be good people there.
Well, that's now Sheikh Kale and Ina, the public relations officer for the Sahelo Muslim Congress. If they confirm inside that interview day with Musa S. Kamara, who says Thursday, May 17th, at the official date where this year Ramadan go begin.
We continue with the program, 7:39 at the time from Studio Clock, and we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. Well, yesterday, the Bank of Salon announced one winner for the Salon FinTech Challenge. When I invested, when I one company, we develop app, we go educate people in on money business. Well, same way, so the bank pick four other company them where they put now the sandbox. Well, we see this mean inside the studios, and one of the company them we they now the sandbox now the my pay company where we get Mamu Idris Naya, where now the CEO where we can explain within the my pay they was. But first, let me talk to Khadija Bangoya, talk to Dr. Ibrahim Stevens, where now the deputy bank governor we talk.
Well, this is a very important activity for the country. Financial inclusion a very important topic for we at Bank of Sierra Leone. Only about 20% of we people financially included, within 90 minutes, that only out of 7 million people, you know, only 20% of that get access to formal financial services. then get bank accounts, and then Tinde. So the financial inclusion objective of the bank, that for try for bring as much people into the formal space as possible. So by just encouraging them for make them open accounts, because they get plenty benefits for do that kind of thing there. If you able open account, you able save, you able see how your money go grow, and you able plan yourself properly. So this is not part of that exercise. But more specifically to the fintech challenge itself, this is an idea we make a contest, as it were, for innovative ideas for businesses. Them we want to introduce technology to finance. So we get people and can together we compete for put the idea forward. And Bank of Sierra Leone, together with we development partners, them organize this activity.
Announcing the final result, and I must then go through different process them for get them people there so we win this competition. Upon selecting the winner them, how the Bank of Sierra Leone go about that?
Well, it'll be a very detailed process. It starts first by selecting three winners. We've been doing that in November last year.
This program, we talk about financial inclusion for ensure say all Sierra Leoneans them able to get access to the corporate and safe. On our for introduce the system of Sierra Leonean Guna Bank open account and the own account on their own. How this winner get for operate and ensure say the inclusive banking way the Bank of Saloan for introduce to Sierra Leonean them will be a successful one.
The issue about financial inclusion are one way very important for we. But we do a range of things them. This is not just one of the things they will do. This fintech challenge and the company we don't win this challenge, they get about 750 million or so. They're about from we partners them and we, because we fund the first 100 million we then get, we then develop the idea, and now they don't get 750 million or so for even further take the idea forward and bring them to market.
Now free this organization to get this couple, or then go pay later to the bank.
Now a grant where they support them for make the develop their idea and make them bring the idea to market. UNCDF, when are the main sponsor for the winner for this particular challenge, and then bring forward about 750 million or so for put into this business for make them able, you know, advance the idea. Now, then get the grant arrangements and technicalities within the discussion. But what's important for say is that they get access to this fund for able code and products. The company will win the Salon Microfinance Trust in a joint venture with some company where they call Invested. But basically, then they develop an app where they give you know, small businesses them idea of how to plan their business management, their accounting. Activities them basically for make them able to formalize their business. Well,
this appear to ensure they get for work well within Sierra Leoneans then as we want for introduce inclusive banking
as far as practicable, because they get a technical committee where do the assessment. The technical committee
back to the bank.
Well, absolutely, but again, you know, this is not a technical thing, and then therefore go through due diligence. And remember that we Bank of Sierra Leone, we put part of the first money we will give, we're not included in this 750 million.
Una the Bank of Sierra Leone, they introduce all them program there just for ensure the Sierra Leonean then get access to the banking system. But again, sustainability now one, don't they see different programs them? Don't they come by the end of the day, they just they die down like that? They don't they able get effect in the former for. How this one would different?
Actually, let me say when you not succeed before, you know, for try again.
Well, that's now Dr. Ibrahim Stevens, in at the Deputy Bank Governor at the Bank of Sierra Leone. As yesterday, the Bank of Sierra Leone, as we for improve now the financial sector, announced winner them one winner for the FinTech Challenge. When I invested, we developed one app. where you go educate people, learn about money business, and same way so the bank pick four other company them where they put inside the sandbox, and this the bank now a new system for regulate technology them where they provide financial services. Like I be say earlier on, we get Mahmoud Idris now the program we now the CEO for the MyPay project. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Asma.
All right, we are here, the Deputy Bank Governor, they talk about two different projects they launched yesterday, and then pick a winner for, we develop an app, and also announce four others, company them, we they inside the sandbox system. So, tell me about them.
I'll tell you a little bit, maybe more about the sandbox itself, and I should say I know a little bit about the other three businesses in addition to MyPay, where they include now the sandbox. So first off, like where the deputy governor say, all man know say the financial sector, financial services them, now banks more, banks and microfinance companies them, the one they call microcredit, now they done there for a very long time. Now, more recently, technology done they come, it only enter different sectors. The financial sector, now one of them, we around the world, we don't find out, or people they don't find out, say, technology able for make more and more people then get access to formal financial services. In Sierra Leone, we already, the deputy governor also mentioned, say, up to 80% of Sierra Leone population not get any access to formal financial service. What in that they mean? It means, say, 8 out of every 10 people, where they deal with money, the money whether they play with or the business whether they do, it not get anything for do with bank, it not get anything for do with microfinance institution. It means say that they turn around the money in cash and they not get any kind of service whether they get for help them with their money business. Now, with the advent or like where mobile phone company business don't come, mobile phone don't come, internet don't they around, people that don't get mobile data. Around the world, people that don't develop things them we go help people forget some form of service, so they're not all thing not go just they buy cash and then they run around with large volumes of cash and they trust themselves power susu business and all of that. So down the 90 sandbox they about the sandbox they forget people them we get ideas or technologies where they want for introduce into the financial system na saloon. The Bank of Sierra Leone say fine, we not ever do this na saloon, and we not just want for allow any Jack and Jill for come begin for come with services them, then call them financial service, then they use technology and then they go provide an at the market we get risk. Sometimes not they work, sometimes they get problems, sometimes other half things them there about and we're not very safe. So then say, okay, will they put this system in place wherein any company we want for provide financial services using technology for come and let we test them, let we prove say they work, let we able for guarantee say the risks they're not very high, and then we go allow them for go out into the market and we go license them for operating full. So now that they really the sandbox they about. So like when you say MyPay now one of the companies them where the Bank of Sierra Leone don't select, MyPay get even kind of services where they offer. The others, you get another one where they deal with financial literacy for educate the public about how for deal with the money business. You get another one where also they look at money transfer. And then I think we get another one where they help farmers them for save, use their mobile phone for save. And then when planting season they reach, then go able for buy their agricultural implements like fertilizers, seeds and things like that. So now then for them.
Mr. Edis, let me look at my pay their own services them we then get towards the sandbox project.
Mm-hmm. So my pay, first of all, I for say my pay they also drive financial inclusion. One of the things that where my pay they do for support financial inclusion, now for help everybody for make them able for open an account. They like to, they always will talk about account. Now bank, they come in mind. Now my pay, they come with own kind account. And it make them easier compared to the difficulty for open a bank account. A my pay account, we they make them available for everybody. The conditions for open an account, much less rigid compared to a bank account. So in we own case, if you get voter ID card, you're able to open an account. Now, the things we go do with that account is different from what you go do with a regular bank account.
What are the things way you go able to do with the MyPay account?
You can able for buy, you can able for sell, you can able for waiting with man called store value. So if you get 1 million loans now, you're able for actually go put that 1 million loans inside that you MyPay account and use them for transfer money, give somebody, send money to somebody, but even go na shop and buy. So all the things that we they do, you can able for do with them, but now the limit different. So if you get bank account, you're able for play with 10 billion safe inside the bank account. With the MyPay account, we get limits that will they put depending on the conditions them where you meet for law open the account for.
So
you.
If I get this for example the same 1 million loans that this MyPay account and I want to get access to that money day, I need for go back to MyPay or I can get access to them any Saturday?
This is actually one of the areas who say MyPay services they a little above like which you get from banks. Think about them. For like, if you money in a bank, for like you get access to them, you get for go na one of the bank branches. Bank branches no boku. In we own case MyPay, we get for get with you, they call an agent network. So MyPay, for example, over the next 3 months, get for get over 700 locations them. We say if you get MyPay account, you can able for do transactions. So not to like 10 branch or 4 branch or 3 branch. This now over 700 nationwide. You go able for get access to services which you might pay, but other things then they will be able for do with you might pay account, and hopefully later I will go into more detail. But the area where they really try for drive now, which they call e-commerce. Now for let you do business, you get for register your business, you get for go fend shop. If na sardine you they sell, you put on there and every other. So posting there for physically come there for come by. In many parts of the world, you don't need physical space for let you trade. You register your company, you get access to your inventory, the thing that way you want for sell. You're able to get a mobile app, you're able to get a website, and you're able to publish which you they sell it. So people can go online and then buy it and then they buy and then deliver. Now, the operations of Dandy from the point of view of the person we get the business and other things, them day, logistics and other things. But we, they provide payment service, which means that you can get your online shop and people that way want for buy and we trust, say you go deliver the goods, then can go there and pay, they don't need for drive hundreds of miles for can I shop for can buy force.
From what you don't understand about this MyPay account, how we get for the operate, not just like any other mobile money transfer way we don't use to na this country. I don't know if una they come with a more advanced system, we go better pass the other mobile money transfer them.
Well, I can tell you, say absolutely. It turn like na mobile money. It also turn like na bank account. So na like with man they call hybrid. So the MyPay account and the wallet operating system, it combine different features. The one them we know about the service where they call PayPal, it gets some features like how PayPal they operate in the sense that you're able for get an account online, load them and transact online. It get features of a bank account and a bank card, because with MyPay we don't open the account, we they also issue you with a card, and that card then you can use them for transact na POS terminals nationwide. It also get features of mobile money in the sense that you can transact using your mobile phone. So if you get money now in MyPay account, you can go with your mobile phone now any of the shops them where they use the MyPay POS terminals, and then you can pay. Now Khadija, I just jump quick and talk about the POS side. If you now possibly they do business and you get shop, whether in a petrol station, whether in a supermarket, whether in a building material store, whether in a restaurant, any kind side way, people that they come and buy you services or buy you goods them, we also get a service for them where they deploy POS terminals. Now, by next week or week after, boku shops then they will get for go where they begin for see MyPay POSs. Then POS here, they allow we customers them, we get we cards them for go and make payments. The kind of payments who they make now, it's in that they call near field communication. Boku people where they use card, they don't use for swipe or they don't use for put the card inside the POS and then go into the call chip and pin. We only call them NFC. We mean say you not actually need for swipe or you not need for put the card inside the machine. You just need for touch up. We get a whole product we'll get for promoter that they call touch and pay. Touch and pay basically means you get money in your account, you get your card, you go now the shop, the POS they you just they touch and then the payment they go through.
We not all used to the NKI system there, so I mean for some man it go say a challenge because you get for go and put money out inside the card. So what are the benefits we I go get if I get my pay card?
Well, first of all, I think say the benefits them boku to the individual. First of all, na safety. Now put weigh the two options. You get an option every side you they go for carry 5-7 million loans na your bank, na your bag. you can lost people and can thief them, go finger pocket your bag and so on. You get the option, usai you they train and very close location to you and take that 7 million and put it on your account, and all you they carry now your card. Now with that card you can make payment, as I say. So anytime we need for pay for something, you don't need for worry again for go withdraw the cash first before you can pay. You can use your card for make the payment. But over and above that, just in case you actually need cash, whether not for do small transactions or something that we absolutely need the cash for, some side they very close to you, where you go able for withdraw that cash there and transact. So first of all, the safety of the funds that we get, it very, very less likely for anybody thief. I should say, we all now, including you, don't left money in a bag, you come on and do, you come back, me money, not the day again, now, would that take me money, not would that take me money. So their risks, then they go down. But more importantly, it they allow you for access several other benefits we they call value-added services. If you get a MyPay account, you cable for send money for somebody without you no need for put the money in an envelope and call somebody, say can't take Okada Kerango. You can able for join other schemes them. For example, as part of the financial inclusion, all they talk, we get like Osusu plans, we get different schemes them on the MyPay system we cable for benefits from.
So if me na my pay card holder, I go na supermarket, I go shop and I want for use my card for swipe, any charges the way the company go take for my card, where I no go no?
The answer na no. So for payments, the customer not get any charges whether they pay. So the same way you hold you 100,000, you go na shop, you spend 100,000 and get with the card, na the same arrangement there. So from a point of view, we get your card, you will get your money inside there, you know they pay anything where they make a payment na a shop. Now so they will just last say something, you talk about swipe. With my pay, we not get for the talk about swipe, but they talk about touch. So we not touch and pay. You know they swipe, you know they stick the card inside, you just they touch and then the payment transactions could be authentic.
Sustainability now one week in I am because now technology most of the time we see networks then we don't see money transfer. They will tell you say you go pay UDSTV with this, but at the end of the day we not see it actually they work effectively. So me don't go put me money now on this card, then technology fail. It go work.
Well, as a CEO, I go tell you say it go work. And now, how much percent of the time it go work? Then in an issue way between we Bank of Sierra Leone in some cases not come because all of this now technology where they rely on communication. But let's say this also. Over the years, you don't get boku technology where they come. Like when we they talk now about even the mobile phones, 2000, 2001, they may come with a particular kind of technology, 2G or first generation. Today we they talk about 4G LTE. Now in terms of improvements in the quality of services and the amount of things where you go do with your mobile phone, if you consider 2001 to now, a lot of improvements don't take place. So same way, so inside this we own sector where they operate, the turn away mobile money just starts now the country 2012 2013. I will say now the first generation mobile money technologies that they use over this past 5-6 years, a lot of improvements don't they take place. We make now like the kind of technology where we adopt for rollout with my pay now technology we tried tested. As a matter of fact, the system may be used in places like Afghanistan, we get similar infrastructure constraints, Indonesia, even Liberia. One of the mobile companies, MTN, use this way system for launch in Liberia. So I think say first of all, technology don't improve. Secondly, the issue of making sure services are delivered effectively to customers, nothing we get for be an ongoing exercise, and then they make the Bank of Sierra Leone SEF set up the sandbox framework for the monitor how reliable the services then they waiting our customers then feedback and grievances whether they get.
All right, in case you just tune in, the program na Good Morning Salon, and you listen to Mahmoud Idris when I the CEO for my pay when I won for the four company them with the Bank of Salon pick for the sandbox project. We they continue with the program Good Morning Salon, the time from a studio clock now na 8 o'clock. Could they take this break, could they come and continue the program?
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now we back, now you back, now we back, Salon Commercial Bank. Now we back, now you back, now we back, Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank. Now the People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
value.
Delivering value.
We don't drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Now we back. Now you back. Now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We continue with the program 1 minute after 8, now the time for Studio Clock, and we continue with the program. The President Julius Maada Bio does say government will command their attitude to the work na big challenge na the country right now. President Bio talk this Tuesday, May 15, na one induction meeting where he hold with the new minister them na State House. The New Democracy Mohammed Sherif gets more and go now report.
Section 59 of the Salon Constitution Act No. 6, 1991 creates cabinet. We get the mandate for advice president in governance and other things them. And Section 61 of the Constitution additionally talk about the responsibility of the minister them, where the secretary to cabinet and head of civil service, Dr. Julius Sandi, will explain.
It states, and I quote, "The minister shall exercise general direction and control over the department. And subject to such directions and control, the department shall be under the general supervision of a permanent secretary who is a public officer. Effectively, as ministers, will be sandwiched between the president and your ministry, which is created essentially to deliver services. In the case of your ministry, therefore, the key player is the permanent secretary, his administrative and professional staff. Therefore, your role, ladies and gentlemen, is a bundle of advisory, coordination, collaboration, supervision, representation, facilitation, mobilization, intermediation, reporting, HR manager, and captainship."
Dr. Julius Sandi continue for talk about the power the cabinet gets.
Cabinet is the highest single unit of state policy decision making. It is the epitome of discipline, sincerity, forthrightness, probity, equity, and civility. In the cabinet room, for instance, nobody shouts or hits the table except the chairman. If one feels so strongly about an issue, the way forward is to persuade your colleagues to buy into your idea. But the decision once taken becomes collective and binding. Thereafter, personal views and interests become irrelevant. Of course, you are at liberty to tender your resignation if you feel so strongly about an issue where your decision hasn't been allowed to prevail.
But why this engagement? Can this tenure so?
It's to get started by introducing ourselves to the rudiments of cabinet procedures and mannerisms, rules and responsibilities. In addition, we shall endeavor to introduce basic working concepts in public financial management, procurement processes, and the rule of law. In the not too distant future, we will embark on periodic retreats and purposeful training to the extent that training becomes, or capacity building becomes, part of a permanent feature of the CIO cabinet and the CIO civil service.
We immediately talk. The president, retired Brigadier Julius Maada Bio, ask a minister them for coordinate and collaborate within and among themselves.
It took me a long time to select you among millions of other Surinamians. That is a huge task, and that is a testimony of the confidence I have in you and the confidence that the Republic of Suriname should have in you. The room and amongst you, in your ministries and amongst your people, you must keep talking and working together all the time, 24 hours. Don't say it's too late, because we are lacking behind and back to as a nation. So we must use time judiciously. We must use our finances judiciously in your various ministries when it is not necessary to spend any amount of money. Put your foot down. Be tough in decision making. Don't let the old ways creep into the way you do things. This is a new direction. It should be the right direction. We have to make the new direction the right direction.
The president remind a minister then, but in commitment for developed Salon and Salon people.
I have made public pronouncements out there in parliament and elsewhere, and I will continue to make those. I outlined almost for each and everyone what we expect to do. Your business is to turn those into actionable policies and then make sure they are done. And I'm going to depend on you. Don't let my word fall on the ground. Next year when I go to Parliament, I don't want you to give me the cause to start to stammer, because I did not do what I said I am going to do for this year. you must have acted on these actions or the points I raised for your department, and then there should be positive impact in society.
His Excellency Julius Mada Bio said, if in government for succeed, people need for change the way. How do Minondi do things then?
I think we are where we are as a result of the fact that we have not made the effort as people to change the way we've done things for a very long time. We have to change. Times have changed. Things have changed. Curricula has to change. The way we do things have to change. We have to make the new direction, the right direction. But it means that it is our attitudes that is going to really make things work. And I've chosen you as agents of change. And I want to restate that this is a team that must deliver professionally and must save this country.
The President, retired Brigadier Julius Mada Bio, encouraged a minister then for maintain the things then, where cabinet could discuss and grieve for the decision then, we make it say a minister then for all 10 implement cabinet them decision then, what they will come up with for the Society for Radio Democracy. Muhammad Sharif, the report.
We will continue with the program. Good morning, Salon, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, and who they take one power headline story then now, because of the protest where some work man them, where the work now the Shandon Steel Group do yesterday before the Ministry of Labour for Seka, where they say this company not agree for pay the end of service benefits. This make the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Adekule King, be assuring work man they say, in go say again, government through the Ministry of Labour go address and concern them, where they get for Seka Shandong. We own Elizabeth Ali Blango been there at this protest and he go now report.
This now exactly what happened before the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Tuesday, May 15. Usai some workman them be the protest. For sake away them say the Shandong Steel Company, when I want Chinese mining company, not good for pay them the end of year benefits. Well, for sake of this protest will be before the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. This make the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Adekule King, be old meeting with some management same way come out at the Shandong Steel Group. And some will command them we go represent same company will command them at this meeting.
On a hold on a peace, huh?
Yes, sir.
But one day things must get better.
Yeah.
We don't listen on a complaint. They don't represent on a well inside here. We don't talk with the Chinese management back. We don't listen the inside. We can hold another meeting with the Shandong people. And then we go discuss with them. And then as a ministry, we go hang it. And we go communicate with the bosses then state house. And then next week, we don't tell our representative them. We go meet with them. Huh? We go look into our concern. We go look into them very keenly. With the hope that justice be achieved and nobody no feel hurt or prejudice or filthy advantage has been taken of him.
After the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Adekule King, we don't talk to them people here. One of the workmen who have been the part of this meeting, Mohammed Sisi, been get this for say to encompass them.
So what we don't tell them people they under?
Yeah, the people there.
The management yonder and the ministry, they all don't see to what we say. What do we want? That we 100% end of service benefits. Because, and I believe say, it's what we don't say. They're ready. ready for paying you money, because we get for meet back on Tuesday on the final, because whatever they pull here, they go to president office of the president, they go there back, and when it go there Tuesday, we and management they meet back for come to a common ground for paying. We say now 100% end of service benefit, we want nothing less.
Mohammed Sisi, we go representing company will command them at this meeting. Me advising company will command them not for mix pan violence, so the government look inside and case Bambai. After this first meeting with them all, the minister be assured and say he will hold meeting with the Chinese people and will make sure see them pay them the end of year benefit just now. For Radio Democracy, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango, the report.
Better don't come, a Union Trust Bank again. Union Salon Banco. Union Trust Bank got plenty product and service there for you. You must get what you want to go better. Let me save it, Taka, Ide. Correct, Taka, Ide. Fixed deposit, Taka, Ide. Credit facility, Ide. All for you. Me and you. Me and you. Union Trust Bank, my salon, for me and you. Kids future savings account, Ide. School fee savings account, Ide. Pay advance salary scheme, Ide. We branch and they all love us, na salon. Boko no kenema, Ide. Kabalama bogo kakambia, Ide. Jala free town don't sign, Ide. And my lady one, me and you. Union Trust Bank, me and you. Union Trust Bank. Union Trust Bank, my salon for me. Union Salon Bank, Banco. Union Trust Banco.
Union Trust Bank, empowering Sierra Leonean businesses.
12 minutes after 8, from the studio clock, we continue with the program Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. We still get Mahmoud Idris now the program, as yesterday, the Bank of Salon being, pick four company them as part of the sandbox system, and their company they also go they work the system they regulate technology where they provide financial services and financial inclusion. Well, they don't they talk about the my pay product. We now product we get forget card for get easy access for do business. Now, Mr. Idris, let me come to small businesses. I mean, yes, the supermarkets, you go, they light they all the time. But I want to go to market, for example. I get my card. I go able for using it.
Yeah, the answer now, yes. Actually, we get different devices for different market segments. So you get POS terminals, them way, FIBA, the standard POS terminal, slightly big, like the size of a really big phone. Where they print receipts and others. But we get other devices them way na micro POS. In fact, it's smaller than a mobile phone. Then design them specifically for really rough terrains, low infrastructure economies, but then also for that kind segment of the market. We call them the X8. Next week or in the next 2 weeks, we get to see them around the market. For answer your question, yes, we get different kind products that we go allow big merchants as well as small businesses for accept payments using technology. So the need for cash all side for the worker with cash go really drop.
So we also get people on with Facebook really they participate in this and get concerns them. We maybe Khadija will go bring come. Tell you they ask, they say we touch and pay. How about if person thief your card and save? No, go just touch and go. But my robot on Facebook say great idea. He say this is standard way in Sierra Leone, just like Western Union. Geoffrey Pratt say love the my pay system. If your card is stolen, how do you stop the thief from spending your money or someone else using your card without your permission? This reminds me of one of the Oyster cards in the UK. Khadija?
Alright, Erika Shepherd Corney, now Facebook page, they say, what a great move. I am more concerned with security since it will be a tap and pay process. What happens if your card is stolen and used? How do you notify my pay and get your money refunded? From Kaba Beckham, now Facebook page, they say, if it happens that someone took my card, he or she will be able to use my card to make payments because it is just a touch and pay, no code to protect the payment if it is from the rightful owner of the card. Please protect the method of transaction.
Saliu Musa Kaloko on Facebook say, touch and pay, do you have a security code in case of theft?
From Vivian Ton on our Facebook page, they say, what security measures are you putting in place to protect personal accounts? What mechanism have you or will you put in place to provide strong internet connectivity for such payments?
Right. Long message from Betus MacBetus on Facebook. Apps are solutions to most of our societal problems. Congratulations to the MyP team. Radio D kindly ask him to provide their contact details. We have recently launched the first ever online shopping app in Sierra Leone called Tina Store. Customers can download the app from Google Store. You can buy products ranging from grocery, electronics, fashion, etc., and can pay using money, debit or credit card. The platform provides an opportunity for any seller of products based in Sierra Leone or overseas who are selling products in Sierra Leone. We are deliberate about promoting our own local business. It will therefore be great to incorporate their payment services on our app to make the life of our customers even easier.
From Eman Banks, again at the Facebook page, they say, pay without swapping your card or using your 4-digit number. It's a good move, which most banks in the Western world have introduced long ago. Bravo to my pay for implementing such program. But I want to know if their cards are well secure. Security must be paramount to protect the cards, and what are the maximum amounts someone can have in the card or the account?
I believe 90% of Sierra Leoneans do not have access to smart mobile or laptop or iPad. It comes from iBundu on Facebook.
Isma to talk on our Facebook page, they ask, say, what are the conditions to become an agent?
Mustafa Janga, good talk. Mr. Idris, good idea and good brains. Good luck.
Martino on the Facebook page, they say, good initiative, Mr. Idris. I've been using PayPal for my online transaction. I can now use my pay card to do some.
Ken Kelly Kawa, this touch and pay system is very good idea, but I want to see how it's going to survive with the literacy rate so high in Sierra Leone.
This one they ask, say, will my pay card work out of Sierra Leone?
Other message we don't come inside the program. It said, this is a good idea. We need to know how secure the cards are.
From Faizo on the Facebook page, they say, Mr. Idris, I had you saying you have a swipe and pay technology. Please throw more light on the validation or verification of the genuine card holder, because I am sure the codes are means of validating. Please explain.
Aman Banks, pay without swapping your card or using your 4-digit number is good move, which most banks in the Western world have introduced long ago.
This one from iBundu, now the Facebook page, they say, my only concern is regarding the online transaction.
We go come the message them boku. I'm respond to the one in the end. We come and continue the program.
Thank you very much, Asma. So I think say most of these questions them way the public they ask very valid, legitimate, and now some of the things then this way we get for the talk about. And I also want for maybe use this opportunity for say thanks to Radio Democracy for this partnership where they establish for Drive Financial Literacy. Financial literacy already now very low in a country then like this, and now they talk about digital financial literacy. So not to just understanding how financial systems work, but also understanding how the technology where they come inside financial systems they work. Now let's go to some of the issues them we then raise. The one get for do with the issue, and I think several people raise them, when they talk about touch and pay technology, in how the PIN code, whether na 4 digits or whichever number of digits authentication they take place, that na for verify say you will get your account. Now you actually they do the transactions. Last say this, at the time when you create the account, a very important and na minimum requirement for let you create a PIN. Now MyPay gets 2 means of authentication. We get what they call PIN authentication and no PIN authentication. PIN means say when you register your account, you they give you 4-digit code, and then in future, anytime you want for use your account, especially if not for make payments or money transfers, you get for put that code there. So that is an integral part of MyPay. But we also introduce what you would call thresholds for no PIN transaction. So take like me so now. If I get a MyPay account and I get a card, I able for set different thresholds them for say all transactions below 25,000 leones or 50,000 leones are no one for we stem for the enter boku PIN. So if not 25,000, I can just touch and pay. If it pass 25,000, then the system for ask me for enter me PIN. So then they so we give people them different options. If you're not passing away on the fly, you know, want boku a stem for the enter PIN, you get that option. But if you're not posting away, if not 10 leones self you they spend from your account, you want for enter your 4-digit code, then you can also do that. You they go inside your app, or you can call for support and tell me, say, wanna give me universal PIN code requirements. Therefore, any transaction you they get, you they use your 4-PIN code for. We also get a no PIN authentication when a biometrics. So at the time of registration, we get the option, if you're not illiterate person, you know to understand numbers, for take your fingerprint. So when you go for make a payment, you can authenticate with your fingerprint. So the amount where you get for pay where they don't enter now the POS, you can scan your fingerprint and it go say yes, this is not Khadija Bangura, and then it go accept the payment. So this they give room for almost every type of person. The person way no mind for take risk and say okay, up to 50,000 leones, I no mind for do transactions without PIN, and I mind for are able for carry that level of risk. You get the one way not even able for enter PIN code, but it's still one for do the transaction, so we can accept biometric authentication. Now move on to the issue of security. I said earlier that, you know, yes, the Bank of Sierra Leone, they put this sandbox for try, test a number of things about the system that they bring to market. Security now one of them. We've been very deliberate for choose a system where, like not to just a small group of people sit on her room and develop and bring to market. We were very deliberate for choose a tried and tested technology. The system we would use, we then call UTAP, is a payment system we now we don't take and customize for our environment, is actually being used by over 460 million people across the globe. In Africa, in South Asia, in Australia, and even in Europe. So now, what do they call bank grade? Now, one of the largest telephone companies in Africa, what they call MTN, they don't migrate from their old mobile money platform systems, and now that they use this same system in 17 countries in Africa. Just last 2 weeks, now they don't launch in Liberia with the same platform. I should say, if many people go to www.utap.com, then go see then developments. So the security really na bank grade. In fact, I go say bank grade plus. So if you get account na bank and then the bank give you a mobile app, or then say they do e-banking, the security protocols them way that bank system get now similar, if not more, we get with the MyPay, because then we know say we deal with different categories of people. In terms of transaction authentication maximum, I talk earlier say depending on the kind of account we will open for you, you get different thing we able for do. One of the areas where
you
get different
accounts then?
Yes, we get what they call tier 1 to tier 5 account.
So what are the tier 1 to tier 5?
It depends, and I'll explain about how Bank of Sierra Leone regulations they deal with account opening. Then get within that they call know your customer. For proof, say you na you, the business where you they do, now you they do, the source of money where you they get, illegal, not to illegal money, and so on. So then go ask for your ID card, then go ask for your proof of address, for sure say you actually get address, then go ask for reference from other person we sabi you, we go able for vouch for you. So all of them thing and they. So we now they say, all of them requirements for bank not too applicable, because some man for the whole month not 10 million no more they play with. So what we don't do, we don't create different account tiers. So if we get tier one where you can able for get maximum amount of 10 million at your account, you're not able for hold more than 10 million at your account. So if somebody can tell you, say, pa get 100 million, I want put on your account for low, do other thing with them. It's not possible. The system, not the acceptor. Right up to the one where you able for hold up to 100 million at your account. That means say, we don't go through due diligence and KYC checkup on you for sure. Say yes, you know, you're able for hold accounts where they take up to 100 million. So we then differences then they you get different maximum transaction amount we capable for do the okay. Issue of smartphones and iPad, not to all man get access, that is true. However, the 60,000 people will get smartphones, how about you give them an option for let them use their smartphone for access financial services? So it's just the start. But other means then the way the people and we not get smartphones capable for access the same service. I talked earlier about we agent network. We get over 700, and over time with the increase over 3 years, we plan for increase up to 7,000 agent locations. So that means when you deal with my pay, you cable for access services at over 7,000 locations.
All right, now look at also somebody they asked question of, on when they encourage people for use card now in our car with huge money, and bag or purse. Let me look at online. Mm-hmm. If you want for use the my pay card for do transaction online, is possible?
The answer now yes. I say earlier my pay get features of the PayPal. The one that we understand PayPal means say once you don't get an account with PayPal, then you go to a particular website where they sell items. You go see button the way they say pay with PayPal. So in the coming weeks and months, we get forget consultations them with businesses, like I think there was a gentleman we say they already get an e-commerce site. So in the next 2 weeks we'll get for get consultation with them for explain to them how they go before integrate my pay payments na them e-commerce site them. So if you get a my pay account, you go na them site them, you go see the button the way they say pay with my pay.
Right.
So if you click that button there, then you go just need for authenticate either with your PIN code or other means, and then the payments go through.
All right, continue for day with we now the program. I'm only the CEO for my pay. We will continue the program. Good morning, Salon. And now we look at another issue. Outside the Young Women Christian Association, YWCA, now one vocational institute. Outside women and they learn different skill them. But Tuesday, May 15, some students and teacher them now the YWCA go protest now the Ministry of Education for make the national body now YWCA give them back the hostel and other facility them where the vocational institutes be done they enjoy for the past year them. Mange man say again more and ego now report.
Tuesday, May 15, some students at the Young Christian Women Association Vocational Institute, YWCA, being all one protest at the Ministry of Education for make the National Office YWCA give the hostel and other facility them what the vocational institute for enjoy.
The hostel, they don't seize and for money. And some students and teachers, they far away. Then they stay for kind of school, for can't teach. Then they like me, so they put all in town. When they rent the hall during the day, the noise really disturbing at the school. They try because we get we facility the way we not get access to. Then we get some man the way they rent now we hostel, where be say where class they go on. Then they ups and tell somebody they down, then they allow everybody. Body attention they do to the person, then they wear boxer, work at the corridor.
The Ministry of Education for letting we intervene for it. Because we get a principal way for they in control of all the facilities. We get with dining hall. Sometimes where school they go on, where they rent them side, the way they can play music. We do an exam. Where music they play, what you don't study, where you want for right, they distract you. Let national ride of the same, give me back the facilities. Now we begin for the facility class where they come out all the way from Kerry Town, Bier Waterloo.
It's supposed to be a hostel. Oh, they try for renovate. Not a boarding home. National don't not they allow them for use and we they use them for man them. But that's alone a very serious crime. We then don't levy against the national. We no rent place to any man. If not for rent place to man them, I think say that the institutes I don't do that because they don't rent the place to I am tech, you know, consult the national. We not the rent and to any other person. One person they day when are for security reasons. If anything they happen at the property, they go report to people there immediately. Not just caretaker. We don't rent unto anybody.
the voice wey just hear you, now the national president YWCA
Ondumanye,
where been the react to allegation them, where student them be make against the national body na the YWCA. But this misunderstanding between the national body na the YWCA and the vocational institutes been done begin long term. Usai then been get meeting with the Ministry of Education for settle this problem. According to one teacher and old girls YWCA Vocational Institute, Josephine Thomas say, the Ministry of Education been not ask the national body forgive the hostel and other thing them to the Vocational Institute after the national body been not lock the hostel for 7 years.
Board and the principal, they don't go settle that matter. They then say, school facilities, they all for return back to the school. Because school now, they run without the facilities. Like the body norm and the hall. So the school now get the body norm and the hall. Therefore, return everything back where they don't take. Return them back to the institute. So not to them get them. Because it look like, say, they not get respect for authority. Because if the government don't tell you, say, return the school facilities, the school and body know, the hall, and all the way to don't take away pertaining to the school, return them back to school, and una not grieve for return them, that means una not get respect for authority. So we want all report party back.
Dr. Minkailo Ba call we, the invocational. Then go there explain what they want for explain. But that one day, as I don't, we get a council meeting where they come out. This is my membership association. If me go meet him, it don't mean say, na me own decision I ain't go get for go by. We get old girls there. We get the present girls there. We get the students association. We say self-day. We get for meet and let we discuss.
At any point in time, the ministry, they don't say, well, let them go use that. We not been reach at that agreement today.
We not reach at any agreement. We know, say, now we property, and wait till I know also, for make the confirmation day, we need for share with the membership. Not to me one grain of membership.
How this not affect the students then, now the institute, Josephine Thomas again.
It don't affect we greatly because number one, the man themselves when they go rent at the hostel, when they're not supposed for the day, this is a female institution. Man, they're not supposed to be rented at the hostel. So then they say they affect with student them because they say they disturb with students whether they can school. And in New Hall, take it there with students and with the camp, now they do devotion. We can come and meet and lock the same rent up. And when they rent, they don't get nothing for get to the institute. Now they get a so they lock the hall power. Take it there, school they go under, they play music in the hall. So we know the student and they're able to concentrate. So all that they affect
me. Me no know. You don't ever complain to me. You don't ever complain to the administration. Let them report to win a council. You don't ever. I don't ever get any kind of detail report of that. So how we go know say people then they play music.
With all the concern they are, within students they are don't raise that the YMCA Vocational Institute, one go ask who send the students and teacher them go begin use the hostels. For Radio Democracy, Mange Mansaye, the report.
We will continue the program. Good morning, Salon. It comes to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And we will bring come to you this Wednesday edition of the program. Mina Khadija Bangura.
And Mina Asma James. We come back to the studio guest, Mr. Idris, for talk about where they talk about the my pay. When I want, they encourage the unions team, forget a card, you will get all the money for do transaction and work out huge, huge money. But let me look at some other products and you earlier start for talk about my pay. They offer more products. What's on the product here?
Well, I guess we don't talk about them in different ways, but it go fine for summarize them. One, na the wallet, well, we call them the wallet. The account where they get, we they call them a wallet. Na an electronic account where they use for store your value. So the second product, now which we call Quick. And I guess over time, as part of we digital financial literacy programs, we will get a lot of time for explain and get people them for calling. Quick na money transfer. Na like where they say send money for me, or somebody send money, or you send money to somebody. So we call them quick. Na money transfer. If you get with mobile app, or you go online, or you go na any agent location, they cable for send money to anybody, whether that person they on my pay or not they on my pay. As long as he get mobile phone, you cable for send money to him and cable for redeem and claim him now. Na any of the agent location. We also get touch and pay. Again, we'll get for the talk when at the POS network. We get a very large network of POS terminals all across the country. And then people then go, they go there and touch and pay. We get online pay as a product. We would target e-commerce businesses we want for sell and accept payments online. So online pay, now another one. We get another product what they call Osusu Plus. Osusu Plus, now basically they copy the rules of Osusu. I should say we all don't join Osusu at some point in time. So we copy the rules. The difference is this time, not Osusu Master, they hold the money. So you know, go say, hey, I trust I'm a person die. This one, it is inside the Osusu account. So when you own term rich, the funds could be disbursed to you. When the term rich, all man contribute inside that. So this one now, na technology, na ina the Osusu Master, not a mortal man again.
So how somebody go join the Osusu?
So we get the plan we did it. So you ask ma, if you are your colleagues, them when I don't agree for create a plan, you're able for go inside the MyPay system, whether na the mobile app or online or an agent location, and create your own Osusu plan. You get a name, you add all man when a member day. If now not 10 all man day, you state the rules. When are the disbursement date, when are the contribution date, and then waiting at the contribution amount. And then that plan day now we all man term reach, you just they go now you might pay, you select the plan and then disburse. Then the person when your own term, he receive the money in your own wallet. He can use that now for make payments online, na shop, or withdraw the cash if na cash he want.
Mr. Eddie, is most internet services there can work effective one na free to ya people na the upline parts and can get serious challenge for get access to the facility there. Within the mechanism the way my pay don't put in place for let the services then work effective one all over the country.
Very interesting point, and I think I need for use this opportunity for say my pay. We don't focus on the rural areas. Yes, we get for provide services in urban areas naturally because there's a market and there will be demand. But we, as a business, we strategy now for drive financial inclusion in rural areas. There was a recent study with the Bank of Sierra Leone Commission, with a very good friend of mine, Kosu Kandena, then do a geospatial analysis of financial access points in Sierra Leone. It just, they show you now a physical map of all Usai financial services people and they accept them, that they offer them, whether in banks, microfinance, even mobile money services. Now, the results tracking, there are up to 50 chiefdoms in this country will not get any form of financial service, nothing, not even mobile money. There are a very large number of people we need for travel, the minimum of 30 miles for get access, whether or not to a banking service or any form of financial service. So we own business model, much as we are starting in the Western area, Bokenem and McKinney, because the Bank of Sierra Leone don't say we need for establish a trial period where they for observe how the system they work for us before they go nationwide. When we don't get that approval for go nationwide, we own business, na village that you get for the Siwi. So we agent network, we merchant network, therefore include everybody, including that small trader where they, I mean, very soon we hope say you will go to Luma Market and you see people and they actually pay with my pay rather than for they carry large amounts of cash.
All right, we'll come back to you as we don't get plenty comments then, but I'll just take other issue quick. The program, my Good Morning Salon, and it come to you from 98.1 na Freetown and 98.1 na McKinney.
And when they look at another issue, so the Vice President, Dr. Mohammed Julde Jalodo, assured the councillor in chairman them will be win the March 7 election under the Freetown City Council. Say in office, say they for work with them for talk about policy, we go develop the area them within they represent na council. The Vice President talked this yesterday at the Mata Conference Hall, outside then councillor they have been take oath for begin work. Theodore Arena been dede and he go now report.
Now, so the atmosphere been there at the Meata Conference Hall. Tuesday, May 15, outside the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Anthony White Briwa, they go inaugurate and administer the oath of office for the chairman for the Western Area Rural and all councillor them at the Western Area Urban and Rural them. We been win the March 7 election, where he been they talk now the ceremony. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Anthony Briwa, say, a ministry go work stronger one with the chairman, mayor, and the councilor them for push decentralization go before na the country.
Let me assure you that under my leadership, the requisite policy and capacity building support will be provided to ensure that your local council functions smoothly. The responsibility, the opinion, and the firm conviction that with the determination of my ministry to effectively work with all relevant stakeholders to advance the decentralization process will surely put decentralization in its proper perspective in the effective governance and service delivery in your respective localities needs no overemphasis. Your political leadership is crucial in ensuring that the resources reversed to your local councils are effectively utilized for the benefit of your local people.
Where it be they give the keynote address na the ceremony, the Vice President Dr. Mohamed Jule Jalo assured the councilor and chairman them we been win the March 7 election, he say in office ready for work with them.
I want to let you know that our offices, me as chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Local Governance, my office is open to you. You are welcome to come to my office. You are welcome to come and discuss policy and development issues.
Where it they talk for sake of the support we then go give to the Freetown City Council and same way so the Western Area Rural District is say ready for work with them.
As we observe the fourth round of oath taking by elected officials of the local council, the second tier of our governance structure as prescribed by the second schedule of the Local Government Act of 2004. The solemnity of this occasion reminds us about the enormity of responsibility elected officials have been entrusted with. The electorates of your respective localities have elected you to represent their interests and aspirations, an indication of their confidence and trust in you to lead in bringing them out of poverty so that they can be able to enjoy the social services that legal authorities are supposed to deliver. May I call upon you that the local population require policy support to effectively realize the development aspirations. I want to encourage you to work very hard to represent the majority of young women and men who stood out there and voted for you.
The mayor for the Freetown Municipality, our worship Yvonne Akisoya, tell thank you to the Freetown people for where they may vote for the team and promise the public say they go work for achieve the team them where people vote for them for.
We now we commit today say waiting we set out for do now we campaign promise them. Waiting we say I go do as mayor. Waiting cash your say he go do as chairman. And waiting only councillors then talk say they go do as councillors. We thank you for tell you now. Now when we deliver on them promise them. And then promise them. Then cover the whole spectrum of all waiting they touch with lives.
Radio Democracy been same way so talk to some councillor them, but how them feel when they don't take the oath of office, and at this them may get for saying.
Mohamed Amin Kama, councillor on award, 397 constituency 112. Well, I feel so proud, but all it's no more. I feel some way where I don't feel fine. At least the FCC they nominate you at the conference hall. And if you want at the conference hall, that's also ready to see. So, we all know we're proud of it because now we three, and we get to us to believe in, so we will deliver our community. I will go work with everybody. We will work with even the district chairman as a physical district chairman.
Kasho Joel and Cole, the chairman for the Western Area of the City Council. I feel good because I don't think we are waiting for this term. And today we are coming to reality. I feel so much happy. Well, people in the way this is getting for cry. They want water, they want good road, they want better education. The young man, they want job. So as a council, we believe, say, we will go and put your policy together and work towards what the people they want. In a way for easy, but I know say small we wish it.
I'm at Karim Bangura, we're in a constituency 131 ward 443. I mean at the victorious council on that community day. I feel so happy. That's why I mean with among the APCs, when I mean at the only councillors in Western Urban. I feel happy that they do rapport with them, with all men that they play well and in the area. I plans to do so many things in the community. One, I want carry development in the community. The community lack of certain things, we are one lady community get. For example, I want the community with the shortage of water in the community. I want the community to get any educational facilities. The beginning of that, within that vicinity, the most of them, then lack. So I want to empower me, so I will empower the beginning of that community.
Today, that the day, what does say?
they go swearing in for work for people, and by God in power, God be our help, we go work for people. Now, as they promise, let God make them do and work together as one.
Councillor Salumi, Kamara Moretel. Oh, I'm so happy. The praise and the glory go to Jesus. Because now I do and I make this thing for us. Now, this day we want, and I make it do and for we. So, I appreciate God so much.
Then, Councillor Dayasobe end up say, then go continue for work with them people them. For push developments go before. For Radio Democracy, Mina Fiodorarena, the report.
We will continue with the program. Good morning, Talon. And we will take few more text message them where people don't send at the program this morning. The first one I will take again from a Facebook page from Giovanni. They say, my brother, both debit and credit cards transaction insured up to $250,000. I want to know if your POS is insured.
Fatmata Bijano, he said the touch and pay system is nice and it just shows how far we are getting in terms of technology. I just hope it will be effective, and thanks to Mr. Idris for implementing the system.
This other one, we don't come na the program. They say shop from the comfort of your home. Download the Tin app now from your Google Store.
Tunde Fatop George, na Facebook say, slowly moving to the digital world. Nice initiative. I'm team. Congrats. He said my concern is the internet service providers.
From Alpha Job Bar, now the Facebook page, they say my pay will definitely unlock the potential for e-commerce boom in Sierra Leone. Good initiative.
This one says this is a very good initiative. Many a time you see people walk around with so many leones in their bags. This my pay card, if effective, will be nice.
From NZ Amara at the Facebook page, they say, honestly, I like the system because it is the same kind of payment system that is being used in Kenya. I hope and pray that ours will be standardized.
Other message, you say, good morning. You say, I feel so excited about this service and its benefits to my business. It's Smart Sierra Leone. You say, please ask Mr. Idris how I can get my customers to use it to pay for our food. Will they have agents that they are readily available around, or people need to have an account with them? Do they use a special device? How would I know payment was made? Do I have a notification?
From Yembe Conte, our Facebook page, they say, I want to know if my pay will be linked to a bank account and then be used with other networks.
Joko Sukande is saying, most financial services are urban-centric. I hope my pay will, where possible, reach rural areas, particularly where there are no financial access points.
All right, so they take one more, then we will listen to Daddy Wakabot and Council Mahmoud Idris for respond. From Fatmata B. Jalo, on the Facebook page, they say the touch and pay system is nice and it just shows how far we are getting in terms of technology. I just hope it will be effective, and thanks to Mr. Idris for implementing the system. Well, from that message day, we will listen to Daddy Wakabot quick, and we'll come to Mahmoud Idris for respond to people and text them.
Another morning again. At the Wednesday, man, Wednesday, at the Dandy Fly, oh, at the Dandy Fly. At the Tinder, be man. Ebo, how you and go to Dumbo? Chop 7.5 billion crap like that. At the, at the Nayayayayo. I the poster office, I the poster. Then the one about going to go. Then the boy is all is in. I said, just so you know, you get for no one, say you not state policy man. I the policy don't call and to meeting, don't make them, then she don't want no one, they don't talk. I the policy don't call and say, that office they mean that 99 number 1 where they before party don't call and make it to them. At the party don't explain to them why they write me where they meet up. I don't they keep palace palace ebo. I say nothing me body no go school palace give me money nothing. Oh, I say they not been tell and you get plenty on employees that they waiting on social media where if you make crap then begin correct you man. I say, I don't manage your unemployed social media, the whole get a do. Man, not the World Cup for George Mine. Man, not the World Cup for George Mine. And then not the just big body for common a rainbow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My worship morning, oh, morning. You know they've been challenging for you go to where. But do ya? One day I want to make you know. It is when you be made on a London. It is when you be made on a country where you watch the human development in the at the I know they want to bring development to Motik and Diego. I don't let you complain, man. Put this into graph form. I don't. I know they want to do the graph, man. It was difficult. We know the changes will happen, but then the changes will be small, small, man. I said, but in 9 days, 10 minutes, it's about the better way to talk to Koto. Now, they would have been Koto. Is it for you for Koto VP? Is it by Koto status, chef? And you know that by the tradition, chef? Not a big thing, man. Is it not a big thing, man? For my head get well. Is it for my head get... And you believe that in a 5 months, you begin to marry too. I said, but if you never go friend, chef, I said, we'll get a situation, no. I don't call a man take his free association. Now they take it free. Now they will go people in your land. It's about a new thing to get why nice people in Senegal. Now don't buy in Senegal. When we go to it. Me, I don't know what I'm going.
All right, we continue the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. We come to a guest, but a few messages more. This one says, Mr. Idris, you have not answered my question. I need to know if someone steals my card, if that person go able for use them. This says, Vivian Turner, it's a very good initiative, if effective and efficient. Lawrence Lehman say, what if my card is missing? This Fude Bundu, it makes life easy to do transaction. So many concerns there, but now the one day I'll get for now.
Thank you. I'll quickly walk through them. The first way they ask, I think in Ayembe they ask whether I can before link you my pay wallet with your regular bank account. The answer is yes. So at the moment, by the time we go live on the 1st of June, if you're now customer of Echo Bank and Union Trust Bank, then you suppose for able for move money from your regular bank account to your wallet account. Now, this offers a lot of ease because, yes, you can get your money in your account, but today, if now 100,000 you want put in your card, you just they go through the app or online and then move the funds and then go. So the amount of money where you know want in your card, you can still keep in your bank account. And the one way you're ready for putting your card for transaction purposes, you can go in your bank account and move and they, you don't need for doing in cash. There's a question where they talk about if somebody take your card and then whether I cable for the user. The answer is yes. Especially if, but only if you get a no PIN authorization feature on your card. Like I said, you go able to do the setting such that you say 100% of all transactions are need for enter me 4-digit PIN. And if you do them, then it's not possible. Nobody not go able to use your card. But if you want for just do small transactions without the PIN and you lost the card, then if somebody take them, they go able for transact with them, either make payment or not. But we get systems who will put for mitigate that risk. If you notice say your card done loss, by next week the 888 helpline go down active. If you call 888 and report the loss of your card, we they immediately suspend your account until we don't go through the process of issuing you a new card and then blocking the old card. At the same time, the system gets automatic, what they call suspicious transaction flagging. So if you get your card and then suddenly your card done loss and then you threshold na 25,000 leons or 50,000 for no PIN and then somebody take them and within 5 to 15 minutes it do one and two transactions. Two things they happen. The system they automatically flag them as a suspicious transaction. If a third one happen, it they suspend them. So we don't put make them people that we don't there abroad where they use cards, then get waiting and call queries and questionable transactions we able for investigate and put whether or not refund or chargeback systems in place. We get Dandy in place also with MyPay. On the issue of the insurance, naturally in a part of the things that we would work with Bank of Sierra Leone in terms of ensuring POS terminals for make sure say transactions where they take place, especially if not fraudulent or questionable transactions, the customers are protected. Now then they get an amount of 250,000. Now that's an amount where you know they apply in isolation. You get for deal with A, the volume of transactions where they go on a system, the number of customers where they get your total balances, etc. etc. But naturally, like any other card management system, we get for get also a customer insurance system in place for protect the customers.
So get a message for small businesses where people where they do business, where how they were able for use this and how they gonna say somebody don't pay if at all they were able to use the system.
So two things they at play with that question. The one na an e-commerce site. So if you want to accept payments online, whether na via mobile app or a website, you first of all for don't get a website or a mobile app where they allow you customers for shop. So you're able to forget customer identification. Again, then why would they shop on Amazon, eBay? You know, say first of all, you get for go through an enrollment process where you go say, na my name, ask my James, na my phone number, this, na my account number, this. You profile lady now.
So even for small businesses, like well, one where they do food?
Well, for them also, yes. You can able for make payments, but most e-commerce systems then get done there. So you you get the payments and then you get the e-commerce. So for let you able for do business online, you need for get an e-commerce website or mobile app, and then they able for take care of who that pay when them pay, so you able for do the delivery. I go advise that person, let you just check out the Tina. There's one caller we talk about them, Tina mobile app and website where they do e-commerce. If you go there, you go see all the features and then they enable them for doam.
So, Mr. Eddie, is from people response them through the text message. You go see, say everybody welcome the idea of my pay, but the fear again from waiting people and on the right. Now, if this get for continue, my pay can for stay?
I will say yes. My pay can for stay. I mean, the amount of investments we don't go into my pay in a small than I want. Two, this is not the future. Despite any challenges we will experience, like what we call teething problems. As a matter of fact, we see less of the challenges with the technology and more with consumer education. I tell you, financial literacy levels in Sierra Leone are so low that it's almost like people know nothing about how financial transactions they work. Now, a lot of we efforts get for apply towards educating the public about all of these digital financial services, how they work, waiting them for do, waiting at the risks involved, and waiting them for follow for make sure say they get good service. On the issue of networks, I think it's important for also let customers then know say at the moment are also involved in internet services. So with the connectivity arrangements where we don't put for my pay, it get for be very redundant. Mm-hmm. So like where banks they do call banking and then you know communications mm-hmm. not to really their own call. We also involved in communications and network management. So I can assure customers is we own POS system, then get for work.
So people businesses are like also in a democracy where people they can come, you know, pay for betray or small the small adverts them can also use my pay?
Yes, the answer na yes. We get bill payment services them where if you not radio democracy, people they can make payments, you can either do them direct from them phone. Or you can get a device, like where, you know, you go to some finance office, then they then get the device. So if the person want pay, where they don't get them in invoice, you say, I want pay with my card, you cable for like pay.
If the person not get card.
If the person not get card, but he gets an account with we, he cable for using mobile phone for make them payments them.
Sensitization, before you go, you talk about, and just not for educate people, how on a plan for do that, because you know, say mentality, I rather keep me money in my house than go even go put on a bank, let alone now go put on a card.
So, sensitization, public awareness raising, financial literacy campaigns, this not to just my pay. We, Bank of Sierra Leone and other players in the sector, I mentioned invested, we're not the company, we even win the fintech challenge. Then get even mobile apps and different systems where they use for make people understand how they work, how it's supposed to work, etc. So, nothing where we plan for put a lot of effort on, and I'm glad the way Radio Democracy don't also join we as public education partners for teach and make the people understand.
All right, thank you very much, Mamudidis. Mm-hmm. We will continue for bringing you come and talk about the My Pay services. Well, now they end the program. Good morning, Talon, for today on edition. Plenty thank you to the production team, Michael Sambola, Alex Lawrence Koma, where them produce the program. Listen to We Midday Show at 12. We'll get more interesting story than day for you. 7 o'clock in the evening at 10 for national news. At 9, 10 for other current affairs program within the B. So to meet back, Mina Khadija Bangura, they say have a nice day.
Mina Asma James, they say goodbye.
Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people. Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people. Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people.
The Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. This na Salon and some international news. But first, the main points them inside the news. President Bio don't blame government to command their attitude as big reason we make the country day like how we day so now. Some students them na the Young Women Christian Association inside one protest don't call on the Ministry of Education for make the YWCA national body give them back the hostel and other facility them where they say the national body don't take na the hand. And Magistrate Sire Wuri don't send one man go na the male correctional center because police allege say it's 50 million loans na one factory. That will be the main point them. Now for the full news with Khadija Bangura. The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Adekule King, don't assure first-time workman them that the Shandong Steel Group say, in no go say again, government go look inside concern where they get say, Shandong Steel Group not agree for pay the end of year benefits for the time they don't work na this company.
We did another meeting with the Shandong people, and then we go discuss with them, and then as a ministry, we go hang it, and we go communicate with the bosses then state house, and then next week, we don't tell our representative them, we go meet with them. Huh? Oh boy, yes. Now we use the Nale Collins.
Yeah, he's on his house.
And don't feel like the we will look into our concern. We will look into them very keenly with the hope that justice be achieved and nobody no feel hurt or prejudice or filthy advantage has been taken of him.
The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Adekule King, talk this after one meeting where he hold with some management na the Shandong Steel Company and then first ten workman there for look inside concern them where they get for sake at the end of year benefits where they say this company not agree for pay them. After where the minister be don't talk to them workman there, some party workman them where represent them company at this meeting where the minister all with them. Then be agree say then go wait till next week for a reform from the government through the Ministry of Labour. Radio Democracy try for get somebody for talk to from Shandong Steel Group of Company, but stay now Radio Democracy not get person for talk to. The deputy bank governor at the Bank of Salon, Dr. Ibrahim L. Stevens, don't say for use the banking sector for help get strength to the country economy. The bank they begin one financial inclusion program where it say will encourage more people for keep money in a bank.
This is a good opportunity for us. Only we improve the financial landscape in the country. You know they get economic development if you don't get financial development. And for you get financial development, you can for bring the majority of the population with you. There's enormous opportunity out there. From an individual standpoint, but from also a private sector standpoint, the private sector gets untapped markets. If we bring all them people within the informal sector into the formal sector, they go increase revenue mobilization, and they go increase their access to finance, but you also go grow the economy while the financial sector said they develop.
The Deputy Bank Governor, Dr. Ibrahim Stephen, talked this to Radio Democracy after where the bank announced My Pay as one per the four company them, where the bank don't pick for the sandbox project, and self announced Invested as the winner for the FinTech Challenge program. Also, he say this program will help people for keep money in a bank. He same way so say, then they can pull one app where go give small business owner them idea, but the banking system and how for managing business accounts. And all this, according to Mr. Stephen, now for help business them for grow fast and boost the country banking and finance sector. Some students then at the Young Women Christian Association, YWCA Vocational Institute, don't call on the Ministry of Education for make YWCA national body give the vocational institute the hostel and other facility the way they say the national body don't take na their hand.
The hostel, they don't season for me. And some students and teachers, they far away, then they stray for kind of school, for can't teach. Then they like me, so they put Allentown. Where they rent the hall during the day. The noise really disturbing at the school. They try because we get with facility the way we know get access to
the Ministry of Education for letting we intervene for we. Because we get a principal way for they in control of all the facilities. We get with dining hall. Sometimes where school they go on, where they rent them side and the way they can't play music. We do on exam. Where music they play, what you don't study, where you want for right, they distract you. Let that on our right of it. You will back the facilities.
Then students here talk this inside one protest where they do Tuesday, May 15 at the Ministry of Education. Outside and say, the YWCA national body don't